Thanks for joining us on the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been taking a deeper look at Holy Week as we begin to prepare our hearts for Easter weekend. And today, we're taking a look at John chapter 13, verses 1 through 17. And here in this passage, we read about Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And in a culture at the time where foot washing was reserved for the lowest of servants, Jesus turned everybody's expectations completely upside down. And he demonstrated that true leadership is rooted in both humility and in selfless love. And as Jesus washed his disciples' feet, he taught them that the greatest in the kingdom of God, those who are considered to be great, are those who are willing to serve others. He said, "I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." You see, the servant mindset is incredibly important for us in our efforts to share Jesus and share the gospel with others. Because when we approach people with a posture of humility and a genuine desire to serve them and be a blessing to them, we are reflecting Christ's love for others. And our willingness to meet other people's even just practical needs oftentimes opens a door to have a meaningful faith conversation with them. We reveal the heart of the gospel. We reveal the heart of Jesus through the ways that we serve, through our humble acts of love. Jesus washed his disciples' feet and commands us to do the same for one another. You know, that same night, as Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, he introduced us to the practice of what has become known as communion. And through this practice, through this ordinance, we remember the death and the sacrifice of Jesus, where his body was broken and his blood was spilled out on our behalf. And tomorrow, we're going to gather across all of our campuses as a church to remember and celebrate Good Friday, the day in history when Jesus laid down his life on the cross. And tonight, following dinner, following your last meal of the day, we want to welcome you to join our church as we fast from food in preparation for Good Friday. And we want to encourage you to spend your time on Friday as you're fasting, reflecting, confessing, repenting, preparing your heart for our Good Friday services. And when we come back together tomorrow night as a church for our services, we're going to break our fast through communion, taking the Lord's Supper together. And we're going to take time to remember and reflect on the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. And so in just a moment, I'm going to pray for us, but want to provide you with just a few prayer prompts for you to be thinking about and praying through. The first one is to pray that you would embrace humility in your life. Just as Jesus served us and commanded us to serve one another, pray that you would begin to assume this posture of humility in the way that you serve the people in your life. The second prayer prompt is just simply asking the Holy Spirit to provide opportunities for you to serve. For him to open doors and make it clear the areas where you're supposed to step in and humble yourself and be a blessing to the people in your life. And finally, that you would have opportunities for gospel conversations. That through your humility, through your acts of service, that God would open a door for you to have a conversation about faith and share Jesus with the people in your life. So I'm going to take a moment to pray for us, and then give you a chance to pray as well. And so, Lord, we come before you as we begin to prepare for Easter weekend, for Good Friday, for Resurrection Sunday, as we think about and remember and celebrate the greatest weekend in history, a weekend that changed everything for us. And Lord, as we start to prepare tomorrow for Good Friday, for taking the Lord's Supper, remembering your death on the cross. God, I pray that the truth and the reality of that would do something in our heart, in our life. Lord, that we would humble ourselves, that we would see ourselves as as servants who are here to be a blessing to others, and that we would follow the example that you set for us. And so, Father, we love you, we thank you, and we pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.